Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the aim of fixing our attention upon the Lord. This morning, I want to read for us from Psalm 134. I love this psalm. It's only three verses long, and it is very straight and to the point. In verse 1, it says this, "Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord." And it continues and says, "Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord." And Psalm 34, like I said, is short and simple. And these verses are a command to us, not just a suggestion. God is not inviting in this case, he's calling us. He's calling us into obedience. And that phrase, bless the Lord, that means that we are to declare, to exclaim his greatness, to exalt his name, to align our whole being, our whole mind, our hearts, our wills under his authority. And notice this in that verse 2, the psalmist addresses all you servants of the Lord. He's not just talking to the elite. He's not just talking to the spiritually gifted. He's not just talking to those that have great musical ability or a wonderful voice. He's not talking to those who feel like it, but he says to all you servants of the Lord. So if you belong to him, worship is your assignment. And it goes on and it says to lift your hands to the holy place of the Lord. Lifting of your hands is not just an emotional expression, but rather a physical declaration of surrender and dependence upon the Lord, because God is worthy of that every time that we gather, regardless of how much you may feel that when you walk in. And too often, I think we come to church almost expecting something from God when we gather, while giving him almost nothing. And this Psalm 134 confronts that posture so well. And so I want to encourage you, before you walk through the doors of our church this morning, would you decide to obey this command from Psalm 134? Would you come ready to bless the Lord, not passively, not half-heartedly, but intentionally, actively, and even visibly? He deserves our full attention. He deserves our whole heart. And so I want to encourage you, lift your hands, lift your voice, and let's bless his holy name together. Lord, we come under your authority today. And God, I pray that you would align our hearts to obey your call and to bless your holy name. Father, I pray that you'd remove distractions. I pray that you'd remove any hearts of complacency today, any self-focus. And I pray, would you allow us to fix our attention and our adoration solely upon you? Lord, would you give us a willing spirit even this morning to lift our hands in surrender and dependence to you, to lift our voices in adoration and to give you the honor that you deserve. You alone are worthy. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.